This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Vodacom caught stealing airtime from its own subscribers. Jan Vermeulen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, it's going to be a busy day.
I have no doubt about that. So, first of all, great to speak to you in the mornings. I know I used to chat to you sometimes in the afternoon. Tell us about this. Tell us about this story, this lead in the headline on My Broadband this morning.
Sure thing. This is part of a series of articles we've been doing on My Broadband regarding a wireless application service provider fraud that's been happening on the Vodacom network. And to give people just a quick bit of background, what's happening is you've got these content services, these 1 rand a day, 2 rand a day, 5 rand a day services that deduct airtime from people's accounts, but that haven't actually gone through the necessary steps to get approval. So it's sort of like debit order fraud, where you've got a rogue operator that just directly is able to bill to your account and deduct airtime from your account. And so now, when we started reporting this, we started getting reports from all over, from people that have experienced similar issues, and one of them was a subscriber saying that they had been billed by Vodacom itself. Vodacom operates its own wireless application service providers, and so Vodacom's own WASP has billed this subscriber without permission. And so this is where the story comes from and the background behind it.
It's really unbelievable, because anecdotally we so often hear about these stories, you know, that the people have been billed, that that this is going on. I mean, Sanati, you've been a victim of this.
Every 4 months Vodacom will deduct airtime or even data out of nowhere. And when I call them, they kind of gaslight me, saying that, no, but this is, you know, it's basically my fault. And I'd be like, no, but I mean, I don't have any background refresh apps or whatever. And I think about 2 months ago, we had a screaming match.
I remember when you were screaming.
Yes.
Yeah, you told me.
For about 5 days it was going on, and eventually they returned my airtime. But like, they would return the airtime, and then after 2 hours, it would be gone. So it's absolutely crazy, and it's frustrating, because they never actually really admit that it's their fault.
Well, I was just going to ask, Jan, according to the article, it doesn't look like Vodacom have taken any responsibility.
No, there's quite a big difference between disappearing data and disappearing airtime. Airtime can vanish for a number of reasons. One of them is this rogue are these rogue WASPs, and every time that people because you're able to finally now monitor the content services on your device, but you can't just block them on a Vodacom account, unfortunately, and it's the exact same experience that you just described. When you call Vodacom, they first make it your fault. They say you must have clicked on a banner or subscribed through the Vodacom app. And, you know, then you have to go through a whole rigmarole to prove or to at least try and explain that, listen, I don't click on banners, and go and check. I didn't click on anything in the app to subscribe to your content services. Only after you've gone through the rigmarole does Vodacom reverse the charges. In this case, Vodacom did reverse the charges, which certainly suggests that they were to blame for this, and that they couldn't pull the logs that prove that the subscriber had actually opted in to these WASP charges. And otherwise, it wouldn't reverse the charges. All operators in South Africa are quite sticky about that. Unless they can prove that you in fact opted in, they've got this double opt-in system, then the charges stay. So when they reverse the charges, it means that something's gone wrong.
Incredible. Absolutely. It's really unbelievable. Is this something that is unique, that you're seeing as being unique to Vodacom, or do the other South African cellular services also, are they guilty of this as well?
So this is currently unique to Vodacom. They seem to be having a huge problem with this, and hence the reason for the reporting over the last few weeks. Last year was MTN. MTN had a tremendous problem with rogue wasps on its network, though there was never any evidence that MTN itself was guilty. What MTN was guilty of was not having a secure enough system. And that's what we thought was happening with Vodacom here. But the fact that, we've found evidence suggesting that Vodacom itself is doing this is certainly troubling. Now last year with MTN, they had a situation with click jacking attacks, they called it. Literally where rogue operators would, use malicious websites to make it look as if people clicked on these banners that subscribe you to application services. So basically malware, right? So it's basically a virus that tricks your browser into thinking that you clicked on a banner that then subscribes it to a wasp, and then money starts getting deducted from your account. MTN went through a whole process last year to fix that problem. We haven't heard anything in that regard in the last several months. And so it seems that MTN has addressed its issue. And so now it looks like, it's Vodacom's turn. These kinds of attackers go from company to company, and from, when we saw it with online banking fraud, from bank to bank, wherever the most vulnerable system is. But as I said, never in a million years would I've thought that we'd uncover evidence that Vodacom itself is doing this. That's like an entirely new level.
How does one check if our listeners are Vodacom subscribers or customers? Is there a way to check if this is happening to them?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to just pull up the document now and tell you we've got a list of commands on the My Broadband website. You can just look for the article, How to Block Companies from Stealing Your Airtime. And that's also a bunch of information that we got from Ellipsis, a telecoms regulatory specialist company. And for Vodacom, to just check if you're subscribed to WASPs, the easiest thing to do is to send a message, stop all, to 31050. You will receive a message saying that it's unsuccessful if you weren't subscribed to anything. You can also dial, since they've now fixed the customer care code, you can now dial *111#, select option 8, select option 11, select option 2, and then select option 1. They don't make it easy.
It's incredible how difficult they make it to unsubscribe from these things, which in of itself is a very telling story.
Right. And it's interesting. You'll see that on operators like Cell C, Telkom, it's possible to just opt out permanently. Right. You can actually say, I never want to subscribe to content services, block all content services on my number. But Vodacom is stubbornly refusing to let subscribers do that on its network. And now we've got this. It's a huge mess.
It'll be very, very interesting. Very interesting to see. One of our listeners saying, please just give us that Vodacom number again, and then they'll follow the prompts.
Okay, sure thing. It's *111# is the to get into the Vodacom USSD menu. Mm-hmm. Then you have to select option 8, services, and then select option 11, next. And from there you'll see the prompts will guide you relatively well. Then you have to select content services, which is option 2, and then option 1 to view and stop content services. But you have to get those first two steps out the way, because they're tricky. So it's select option 8, services, then select option 11, next, to see the content services option. And that's on the *111# USSD menu on Vodacom's network.
Amazing. And certainly we're going to follow the story, because it'll be very interesting to see how Vodacom reacts. From what we've seen until now, it hasn't been impressive at all. Maybe they'll start taking their customers seriously.